Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Listen, I was just prophesying to a dear partner out of Houston, Texas. And the Lord took me into a prophetic vision. And I saw the devil planning it again. And you've been asking God for some things. You've been waiting on some miracles and some blessings. You've been waiting on a financial blessing. You have been waiting for restoration. You have been waiting for God to touch the life of a loved one. But I saw the devil planning it again. It is not your fault. There was something that ran through your bloodline. Beloved, only today. There was something that I must get into your hands that is going to bless you. This is the last time I'm emailing you. This is your last chance. You won't hear from me anymore concerning this. No longer will I bother you. When I got tired of the devil holding up my blessings and bringing frustration and aggravation and stealing my miracles and taking my blessings, I prayed like Daniel. And I said, enough is enough. And God gave me revelations, and I developed a powerful three-part series titled Satanic Roadblocks. Only today, just for you, I want to get this three-part series into your hands. There are prayers that I must tell you that is going to stop the attacks. This is the last day. No longer will you hear me disturbing you or bothering you. I don't mean to bother you. But I'm passionate about this. I want you to be prosperous. I want the frustration to come to an end. I want the attacks to come to an end. I want the delays to come to an end. I want the deceptions to come to an end. But there are evil policemen, evil counterfeiters that are holding up your blessing. You've asked God for some things even within the past 9 days, but the devil is holding it up like a customs agent, not allowing your blessings. I want to show you in a powerful teaching along with prayers how to go into the heavenlies and take back what belongs to you. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, those that are in high places, wickedness. Your blessings are in the high places, and I want to show you how to go and get them. Through this powerful three-part series, I want to give it to you. Over 3 hours of powerful teaching, along with a powerful prayer, a prophecy from the prophets, also a prophetic word from me that is going to transform your life and turn your life around. Let me tell you, beloved, because I don't have a lot of time. I got to get back into my prayer. Mary in New York needs God to touch her two daughters. You only have 65 minutes left. Number one, what is going to happen as you move in faith? Number one, you're going to start seeing fulfillment. Let me say that again. You're going to start seeing fulfillment. All I need for you to do is move in faith and click on that link. It says, here is my seed of the 6514. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19, it says, if ye be willing and obedient, are you willing today? But you got to be obedient. Obedience gets the blessings. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Beloved, as you move in faith and get your seed into the gospel of Jesus Christ, and out of your obedience, God says, this is a prophetic word, you will eat the good of the land. And no longer will they be delayed. Number one, you're going to start seeing manifestations. Number two, you're going to stop the delays with the prayers in this teaching that I must share with you. Number three, what is going to happen as you move into obedience? I already know you're willing, but don't let the devil stop you. Number three, you're going to remove the frustrations. Frustration is a terrible thing. You become impatient. Number four, you're going to get angelic help like Daniel. Once you learn these secrets and once you know how to locate where your blessings are, and with these focused prayers, these focused, intentional, directed prayers will become arrows that will stop the enemy in his tracks and bring an end to that spirit, that dark force that is holding up your blessings. Number five, you're going to start living the life that you want today, not tomorrow, but today. And then number six, you'll know what's in your way and what is blocking your blessings. I saw him planning another attack. Move in faith, according to Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. There are some good things that God wants to bring you into so that you will eat the good of the land and the sweetness and the grapes and the figs and the bread and the plate of plenty, and manna shall be your portion. Move into obedience. Something miraculous is connected to obedience. I am ending this day, and there will be you will receive another email from me concerning this topic. But the delays must come to an end. If not for you, then for who? If not for you, then for a loved one. Just the teaching alone is going to transform your life, not including the prayers. These prayers will summon angelic help and cause the devil to scatter. They become bullets that you can fire back at the enemy and stop them and kill those evil forces and send them back to hell. Today, enough is enough. Click on the link. Also, if you sow that miracle seed of the 115-14, I want to send you an additional four-part series, on war in the heavenlies. This will equip you. This will equip you and prepare you so that whatever belongs to you will start flowing into your life. Do you want to know what is in your way? Do you want to start living a life that you want today? Do you want to get angelic help? Do you want to remove the frustration? Do you want to stop the delays? Do you want to start seeing fulfillment? Then move into obedience and says, I am ready. I know something is stirring up in you right now. Listen, you can protect yourself from the devil's evil roadblocks and see heaven's blessings in your life. Click on the link. Double it up. Get the seed in of the 115-14. You can't do that, then do the 65-14. And share these teachings with others so that they can start seeing the blessings of the Lord. It ends today. I won't bother you no more about this year, but I already know that you're ready for the next step. God bless you, beloved. Click on the link, and I'll see you tonight on the conference call at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This ends today. I want to send you a three-part series, prayers, a prophetic word from the team of prophets, and a prophetic word from myself. God bless you, dear friend. Peace and many blessings.